This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Wake Up Call Town Hall on 106.5 The App.
John from Roseville is on with us this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So first of all, John, we'd like to thank you for taking the time to talk to us this morning. John, you have been diagnosed with having the COVID-19 virus, correct?
Well, that's the whole story kind of gets weird from that. I had started feeling sick on Monday, would be like March 9th, but it wasn't really that bad yet. I just kind of basic stuff would get me winded, and it wasn't until like the 10th or 11th that flags really started coming up that something was wrong. And so I worked from home on Friday, so I took that Thursday off. And so I decided about Wednesday night, I started getting a really bad cough, and I went in to go to, I called the doctor after questions with the advice nurse. They decided that I should come in and take the coronavirus test. And then they told me it would take 24 to 48 hours for the, get the test results back, but I ended up not getting them back until that Tuesday when I took it on Friday. And then they actually came back negative, which is what makes this story more weird. It is the doctor, basically, the second they told me the results, they dismissed them and said that I shouldn't listen to these results and that they still think I have the coronavirus. And when I basically was asking what else could even be wrong with my lungs, and at that point, my wife was sick, and my daughter was sick, with all similar symptoms. My son never showed symptoms.
How old is your daughter and how old is your son?
My son is 5 and my daughter is 2.
Okay. Oh, and your daughter had symptoms, but not your son.
Yeah, my son has never shown anything, even to this day. There was a time where, like, looking back, we thought, oh, he feels a little warm today, but we never linked anything to it. But otherwise, he's been zero symptoms this entire time. So we're still currently fighting through symptoms with my wife, me, and my daughter. And so, yeah, the doctor basically was like, I don't see what else this could be. You still need to treat yourself like you have it. And actually, my wife called because of her symptoms were getting so bad. So she's been brought in to be tested, and we still have yet to see the results.
And how long ago was it that she was tested?
She was tested 8 days ago. It's 7 days ago. She was tested a week ago.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous. Yeah, and not to detract from your story right now, but that's something that's so frustrating about this is that the test that we're using in this country is not the test that most of the world is using. We're using some sort of janky test that's spotty sometimes, and like it's a nasal swab, and it takes days to get the results, whereas most of the rest of the world is using blood tests. You get those results in 15 minutes.
And they, so that the testing too is when I was talking to my wife, like days later after she had hers, she mentioned something about her testing being went into both nasal cavities, and they didn't do that with mine. I went and looked it up, and the CDC recommends that they swab your nasal cavity for 3 seconds. They didn't do that with mine either. Mine was just a quick swab in and out. So the tests aren't even being done the same by each doctor.
So we're talking with John from Roseville. So just to let everyone know, you, your wife, and your daughter officially have all of the symptoms related to the coronavirus, even though your results came back negative and you are still currently waiting for the results from your wife, correct?
Correct.
Let's talk about the symptoms a little bit.
So a lot of people want to know what your first symptoms were.
So we went for like a walk around the neighborhood, and but this happened to both of us. It winded us. It wasn't anything exercise. It was bare. It was just a nice walk around the neighborhood, and we started getting winded. I brought my son downstairs one time, and it took me a solid, 2 to 3 minutes just to get my wind back.
Wow. Just carrying him?
Just carrying him.
And wow.
And when you say winded, do you mean like panting, like you had just done some kind of strenuous workout?
Basically, like you really have to. I got up to the bathroom one time, and I had to sit down and take just big breaths to catch my breath back. And at that point, I started coughing, and all the other stuff really started kicking in.
And this cough is a dry cough, correct?
Yeah, there's zero mucus, nothing.
Did you get a high fever?
Mine, I still have it now, the fever. It's been 13 days of fever, wow. Which has been fun. But mine, I actually didn't even know I had a fever. When I went into the doctor, when they ran through, so they do a flu, they do the flu test for influenza A and B. They do a strep throat test. The flu test for me, both of them came back negative. They both came back negative for my wife as well. And then they asked me, do I have a fever? And I told them no. And they took my temp anyways. And they're like, well, you do.
So it didn't even feel like you had a fever. They had to confirm it just through the temperature.
Yep.
Have you guys been scared?
The fear wouldn't, like, because I had been around my parents and stuff like that. So that's more where the fear came in. As far as us, none of our symptoms, like while being the winded sucks, it never was like to a point where I'm like, oh my God, I need to go to a hospital.
Okay.
We have a couple of questions from Wake Up Call listeners. Hashtag Jen Flores asks, did the swab test hurt? It looks painful.
Yes.
Okay.
It is not comfortable. Yeah.
Here's another question. Since you live with your wife, who is also has it, and your daughter and your son, have you guys had to quarantine each other in like separate rooms of the house? Are you guys all together?
Basically, by the time we thought we may have it, it was too late. We were already all exposed, and so it's at this point we just all share it. and especially because with how winded and stuff, my wife and I are getting. It'd be impossible to, all right, you go with the kids in that room while I stay here. So we've just been together.
We're talking with John from Roseville. Him and his family have all of the symptoms of the coronavirus. They are awaiting their test results, even though John's results came back negative. This is a question from Tiffany. If you had to guess, how do you think you contracted the virus? And a follow-up question, do you think that the media is overhyping everything that's happening, or do you feel that this what they're saying is accurate?
So we just kind of go through memory to try to figure out where we got it. The problem with this thing is it could take up to 2 weeks to show any form of symptoms. Technically, there's some potential exposure of where I worked it could have came from. My wife works in the medical field, and she could have been exposed at work as well through other people, not directly. And then the other two options I thought of was I go to Kings games. I could have easily have caught it.
Oh,
at Kings
wow.
And then we went to, my birthday was on the 4th. And so we went out to
Happy
downtown. Thank you. Yeah. The best present of all.
Yeah. Sure. Think of all the weight you've lost.
Yeah. And so, like, we went downtown, so it could have been from there. I mean, those are our best kind of four guesses of where we could have contracted it from.
Wow.
Far as the media overhyping the question, I lean towards no. I don't really think they're overhyping it. It's been pretty brutal. Like, my lungs have hurt pretty bad. I'm 34. I have no pre-existing conditions, no nothing. And so for it to affect us as much as it has, I couldn't imagine if you were even just, like, a smoker or any asthma, like not even going into just like the elderly and all that. Like it would be brutal. It's just going to keep spreading if we don't take it seriously.
Right. So how are you feeling now?
I still have shortness of breath. The cough is mostly gone. I still have it every now and then. All three of us still have fevers. So, I mean, we're still feeling it. We feel better overall, but
sure.
it's been slow.
All right, one final question, John, and we'll let you go. We have a predominantly young listening audience that listens to the Wake Up Call. What advice can you give them today on quarantine, staying at home, and making sure they don't catch it? Because obviously it feels like that there is more of a, I'm too young to catch this, I don't need to follow the rules. What would you tell those people who are listening?
Well, I mean, it's kind of those people that are going to end up getting the whole country fully shut down.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's just going to keep spreading because people are exposing themselves to it. And while they may not show symptoms, I mean, I thought I wouldn't, if I caught it, I thought I would, you know, I'm younger, so I thought I wouldn't show symptoms either. And it, that hasn't been true. So, I mean, you just don't know how your body's going to react to it. And the real issue too is like, it's up to kind of all of us to protect the people that can't, that won't be able to fight this off.
Staying inside is not just about you. It's about everyone.
Right.
Right.
John from Roseville, thank you very much. We're going to be thinking of you during this time, and please keep us posted on your progress.
Please,
please. Get better,
buddy. She should be getting her test back. She should be getting them back today or tomorrow, so we'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.